These flowers are so beautiful. They look like poinsettias. Oh, hey, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. I know that your English will improve. My name is Rebecca. Well, we have a very special lesson today called Christmas Poinsettias. And yes, these poinsettias are beautiful. Well, as a kid, it was a tradition for my mom to buy several poinsettias during the Christmas holiday. We would put them around the house as decorations. Well, I guess my family liked poinsettias just like many other American families. Okay, friends, here are a few questions that I want you to think about as we go through today's lesson. First, what brought Christmas and poinsettias together? And what did Pepita present to Jesus? Friends, I know you have your magazines, so make sure they're open to today's lesson. And what are we waiting for? Let's begin.
The Christmas Poinsettia. Nothing says Christmas like a poinsettia. Whether in pots or gardens, the flame red poinsettia plant announces that Christmas is coming. Native to southern Mexico, the plant was associated with purity by Mexican Aztecs. But the poinsettia has now become a popular Christmas decoration. An old legend brought poinsettias and Christmas together. Once upon a time, a poor Mexican girl named Pepita and her cousin Pedro walked slowly to church on Christmas Eve. Pepita was very sad because she had no gift to give to Jesus.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 associate 这个动词 ，SOCI 这个字根有陪同或相关的意思，所以 associate 是指使发生关联或者是使结合。若要说明把哪两者连接在一起的话，是用 with 这个介系词。例如 ，Most people associate this celebrity with charity work。多数人都会把这位名人跟公益服务联想在一起。Associate 也可以指相互连结或者认识，例如 Inventors associate with one another through this platform， 发明家们透过这个平台来彼此认识。接下来我们看的是 Purity 这个不可数名词， Purity 是指纯净或纯粹，例如 A gemstone's quality is evaluated by its size, cut and purity， 宝石的品质是用大小、切割方式以及纯度来评定的。或者是 The purity of the singer's voice made her very unique， 这位歌手歌声的纯度让她显得十分突出。或者是 You can see purity and innocence in these young faces， 你可以在这些年轻的脸孔中看见纯洁与无邪。
Well, this is fun. Thank you, Michelle. Hey, before we continue with our story about Pepita, Rebecca, did you enjoy writing this lesson about the poinsettia plant?
I enjoyed writing about it very much. I actually like poinsettias. I think they're a beautiful plant. As you can see, I have a poinsettia right here. And as I already shared earlier, our family, my mom, she used to buy poinsettias every Christmas. Every Christmas, we'd buy a lot of them, and we would use them as decorations.
Well, they are very nice and beautiful.Christmas plants. Of course, they're not just Christmas plants, but they're red and green, which are the colors of Christmas, right? Now, it's interesting, this word poinsettia, it's pronounced as poinsettia, like the way it's spelled. However, a lot of people I know, including myself, prefer to pronounce it poinsettia without that ia sound.
It's really interesting because I actually have never really pronounced it as poinsettia.I've always pronounced this plant as poinsettia, but the proper pronunciation is poinsettia. Well, anyway, our lesson is called The Christmas Poinsettia. Nothing says Christmas like a poinsettia. There's actually a very useful phrase in here, and that is nothing says. What does that mean?
Okay, well, nothing can better express Christmas than a poinsettia plant. So if you want to think about Christmas, what is a good way to talk about Christmas or to express Christmas? Ah, when I think of the poinsettia plant, then I think of Christmas. So for me, I would say for Thanksgiving, nothing says Thanksgiving better than family and turkey.
Ah, excellent. Or when we're talking about Easter, nothing says Easter like a big Easter bunny and an Easter egg hunt.
Or for New Year's, maybe nothing says New Year's like fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
You know that New Year's is here on December 31st, 12 o'clock, January 1st, right? When the fireworks go off, you know it's New Year's. Nothing says New Year's like fireworks.
And of course, nothing says Christmas like a poinsettia. Well, our lesson says whether in pots or gardens, and this poinsettia is in a pot, the flame red poinsettia plant announces that Christmas is coming. Native to southern Mexico, the plant was associated with purity by Mexican Aztecs.
Well, I do like that the plant is described as being flame red. Flames
mm-hmm.
like a fire, right? Like fire red plant. Well, speaking of purity and Mexican Aztecs, I wonder what Steve and Ken have to say about this in the info cloud. Let's join them now.
Don't you like the plant?
Yes.
Mexican kids living in the U.S. often struggle in school because their English isn't as good as it should be.
So, some American teachers have started to learn Spanish, not just to help their students, but also to have a conversation with their students' parents who may not speak any English at all.
Interestingly, there is a similar problem in Mexico, only in reverse. For different reasons, many Mexican families are moving from the United States back to Mexico. For Mexican kids who grew up in the U.S., it's a tough transition. They're like foreigners living in their own country.
Yes. Now, these kids might understand and speak basic Spanish pretty well at home, but they're not fluent enough to maintain good grades in school.
As of yet, there are no official programs to help these English-speaking Mexican kids transition into Mexican classrooms. So, again, teachers have taken it upon themselves to do what they can, like take classes to improve their own English so they can better help their students.
Wow. Learning English for the purpose of helping others? Hats off to all of you teachers who go the extra mile for your students.
我们为什么要学英文？大多数的人都是为了自己。 给自己更多的就业机会，或方便自己出国旅游，能够让自己跟外国人交朋友。但有少数的人学英文是为了他人，像有一些在墨西哥的老师，他们为了帮助从美国返乡的墨西哥子弟，特别去学英文，好跟他们沟通。那这些在美国长大的墨西哥孩子，因为种种原因必须离开美国，回到墨西哥。回去了以后，他们不但 不能够适应家乡的生活，而且觉得自己好像是foreigners living in their own country，居住在自己的国家，却觉得自己像外国人。他们的老师其实是可以用西班牙话来教导他们，但却愿意go the extra mile，多走一里路，也就是不惜牺牲自己的时间去学英文，来帮助这些孩子。这就是今天的InfoCloud，我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Okay, well, let's find out what brought Christmas and the poinsettia together. But first, we see this sentence pattern here. An old legend brought poinsettias and Christmas together. So something could bring two other things together. I love bringing my old and new friends together.
Ah, that's a great way to use this phrase. Well, speaking of Christmas and speaking of Taipei, there's actually several different ways that you can actually celebrate here in Taipei.
Well, that's true. Actually, people like to celebrate Christmas all over the world, whether it's with poinsettias or Christmas trees, and it's nice to celebrate, right? So, actually, there are going to be some events here in this city. This event called Christmas Land, and it actually started November 19th. It's going all the way through next year, January 2nd. So be sure to check out some of those events.
And you know, some of those events might be a great opportunity for you to bring some of your old friends and your new friends together. You can check out these events with your friends. And of course, there's an event going on December 16th. Through the 18th, do you like music? You just might like this event.
That's right. And of course, there are some street artists you could see, some clowns from December 31st through January 1st. All right, there are so many different things that can come together at Christmas time to create a big celebration. So we're learning here about how Christmas and poinsettias are brought together. And how is that? Well, it's through this story about little Pepita.
And of course, we learn once upon a time, a poor Mexican girl named Pepita and her cousin Pedro walked slowly to church on Christmas Eve. Pepita was very sad because she had no gift to give to Jesus, not even a beautiful poinsettia.
What did she have anyway? Well, friends, we have more to learn about this, so stay.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about the Christmas poinsettia. And of course, we've already learned that the Christmas poinsettia is beautiful in a pot or in a garden. And we're also learning about how Christmas and the poinsettia came together. And of course, it came together from an old legend. We started learning a little bit about this legend. We met Pepita and Pedro. So, what's going to happen next in the story? Well, it's time for us to find out now.
The Christmas poinsettia. Pedro tried to console her. It doesn't matter what you give Jesus, as long as it is given in love, Pedro said. Not sure what else to do, Pepita picked some weeds from alongside the road and tied them together. She felt very embarrassed when she arrived at church and laid them near the nativity scene. But suddenly, the weeds became bright red flowers. From that day forth, poinsettias were known as flowers of the holy night. The star-shaped leaf is often a symbol for the Star of Bethlehem, the star that led the wise men to where Jesus had been born.
Okay, 接下来我们看 console 这个动词。 Console 是指安慰或慰问， 例如 Sophie lost the dance contest yesterday, so her mother had to spend a lot of time consoling her. Sophie 昨天舞蹈比赛输了，她的妈妈必须花很长的时间安慰她。她的名词是字尾的e去掉加上ation 变成 consolation， 是一个不可数名词。 例如 Lauren found consolation in her faith after her husband passed away. Lauren 的先生过世之后，她在信仰中得到了安慰。最后我们看 embarrassed 这个动词。 E-M 这个字首是指使如何如何， B-A-R 这个字根有障碍的意思，所以 embarrass 是指使困窘或者是使尴尬。例如 Howard is embarrassed by his humble background， Howard 贫穷的出身让他自己很丢脸，或者是 he got drunk and embarrassed himself in front of everyone， 他喝醉了让自己在所有人面前出糗。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, we're continuing with our story about Pedro and Pepita. Okay, here we go. By the way, Pedro is Peter in Spanish. In case you were wondering, the translation there is Peter.
Yeah.
So Pedro tried to console Pepita. That
okay.
means he was trying to comfort Pepita. It doesn't matter what you give to Jesus as long as it is given in love, he said. Rebecca, do you agree with this? It doesn't matter what kind of gift you give to somebody as long as it's given with a heart filled with love.
Of course. It's the thought that counts.
What?
It's the thought that counts, and this is a great phrase for you all to know. So this just means that it's the kindness behind an act or gift. It doesn't matter if you give someone a really, really big gift, but if you're thinking that you want to give something special to somebody, that is what matters.
Okay, so perhaps you wanted to go to a concert and your friend went to the ticket booth, but they were sold out. And they said, you know, I tried to get a ticket for you, but they were sold out. You could say, it's okay. It's the thought that counts. You thought of me. Thanks.
Anyway, moving on. Not sure what else to do. Pepita picked some weeds from alongside the road and tied them together. And weeds really aren't worth anything. Really. They're basically something that nobody wants.
Anyway, moving on. She felt very embarrassed when she arrived at church and laid them near the nativity scene. Okay, well, before we continue, what is a nativity scene? Well, this is a scene. It's not of real people. As you can see here, there are figures. Figures of Mary and Joseph and the angels and shepherds and, of course, baby Jesus. Nativity is a word that means Christmas.
But suddenly, the weeds became bright red flowers. From that day forth, poinsettias were known as flowers of the holy night. And I think it's interesting because the star-shaped leaf is often a symbol for the Star of Bethlehem.
All right, well, friends, right now it is time for us to sing
it
out.
Red flower we see on Christmas morn. Poinsettia, poinsettia, poinsettia. Are you the symbol of the star on the night when Jesus was born? Poinsettia, poinsettia, poinsettia. Yeah. It's known as the flower of the holy night, poinsettia. It's really so bright, the symbol of the star Bethlehem, so bright. The star that shone on Jesus with the beautiful light. Doesn't matter what you give to Jesus, as long as it's given in love. Doesn't matter what you give to Jesus, as long as it's given in love. Are you the pretty red flower we see on Christmas morn? Poinsettia, poinsettia, poinsettia. Oh, are you the symbol of the star on the night that Jesus was born? Poinsettia, poinsettia, poinsettia.
Come on, take it, Gabe. Here we go. Poor Pepita picked a pretty poinsettia plant. What does it mean? I'm gonna give you an answer. The plant's associated with purity. You can see it near the scene of the nativity. It doesn't matter what you give to Jesus, as long as it's given in love.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you give to Jesus, as long as it's given in love. Are you the pretty red flower we see on Christmas morn? Poinsettia, poinsettia, poinsettia. Are you the symbol of the star on the night that Jesus is born? Poinsettia, poinsettia, poinsettia. Poinsettia, poinsettia, poinsettia. Poinsettia.
Yay! Christmas is coming!
Where's that voice coming from?
Over here! It's me!
What? Why is a plant talking?
Christmas is coming, and I want the world to know!
What kind of flower announces Christmas?
A flame red poinsettia plant. I'm native to southern Mexico.
Weren't you associated with purity by the Aztecs?
Yes, but now I've become a popular Christmas decoration.
Huh. So how do you and Christmas get together?
An old legend brought us together.
Huh. Oh, tell me about it.
Well, once upon a time, a poor Mexican girl and her cousin walked to church on Christmas Eve.
And?
That girl was very sad.
Oh, why?
Because she didn't have a gift to give Jesus.
Hey, it doesn't matter what you give Jesus, as long as it is given in love.
That's exactly what her cousin Pedro told her.
And did that console the little girl?
Yes, and she picked some weeds alongside the road and tied them together.
She gave the weeds to Jesus?
Yes, she felt embarrassed. When she laid them near the nativity scene, she was embarrassed, yes.
I can see why.
But suddenly, the weeds became bright red flowers.
Whoa, like you?
Yes, beautiful like me. And since then, poinsettias are known as flowers of the holy night.
Oh.
Notice my star-shaped leaves. Mm-hmm. A symbol of the star of Bethlehem.
The star that appeared the night Jesus was born.
Exactly. That reminds me, Christmas is coming!
Nothing says Christmas like a poinsettia.
Christmas is coming! Hey, everybody!
All right, friends, that's all the time we have for today.
But we have more for you next time, so don't forget to join us right here on
Studio Classroom.